the rest of the story. It was a dingy little medical clinic in the suburbs, but it was the last refuge of Ajaida Garosi, a woman in trouble. How could such a thing have happened in the first place? Well, it was simple. Ajaida fell in love. She'd ought to have been smarter. At least that's what everyone who knew her said. She was a successful fashion designer, a mature, responsible, reasonable woman of 39, a married woman, in fact, falling in love like a schoolgirl with a married man. No one, not strangers, nor friends, nor family, could forgive her indiscretion, even though her husband was an incurable invalid, even though the man she had met and loved was dashing, irresistible, and yet if forgiveness was denied her, it was less because of her love for handsome Ottorino Corsi than for the result of that love. You see, Ajaida was pregnant. And somehow the news got out, sweeping Florentine society like a plague of self-righteousness. There was only one solution to Ajaida's problem now, and she sought to accomplish it in a dingy little clinic on the outskirts of town. But wait a minute. You haven't heard the rest of the story. Ajaida Garosi did not seek an abortion. Contrary to the advice of many, and despite the hardships she knew must follow, she was determined to bear this child. And in the vain attempt to minimize what had become a citywide scandal, Ajaida visited an out-of-the-way medical facility when it was time, and it was time February 12, 1923, and then and there her son was born. And yet even in this relative seclusion, there loomed the shadow of future difficulty. The child's name, the nurse at the clinic asked. Uh-oh. Ajaida froze. It had not occurred to her until that moment. Her baby could not take the name of its father, nor her own last name for that matter. Both were married. Such was illegal, it was immoral, it was impossible. The official designation for newborns in this predicament in Italy was NN. That stood for Nescio Nomen. Nescio Nomen, literally translated, I do not know the name. And so, Ajaida's child, little NN, was officially registered thus, and was taken to live in the country to be reared by a peasant woman. Ajaida, herself unable to breastfeed, and fearing further reprisals in Florence, must tell her baby goodbye for now. But not even their parting could calm the storm of bitter gossip back in town. Ajaida's fashion career was ruined. Eventually, she did retrieve her son, taking him to live with her in Milan. And yet, if the stigma of so-called illegitimacy was long in being removed from the boy, at least the black connotation of NN was extinguished forever. For the child's mother invented a name for him, a first name and a last name, and not a conventional name at that, but rather a special one, something uniquely his own, a name that he would keep and one he treasures to this day. Today, the whole world knows his accomplishments, towering achievements in the art and science of motion pictures, titles like Romeo and Juliet, Jesus of Nazareth, most recently, Hamlet. And yet, if you have read or heard that the legendary director Franco Zeffirelli is particularly opposed to abortion, now you know why. Because now you know the rest of the story.